Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers, sisters, listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. I am your host, Abdullah Al-Musawi. We were discussing the social Islamic system, and we've been discussing unity and how we should not break and what happens when we break up and what have you. We discussed all of this. It's really quite important that we learn these things, especially the effects of what happens when we break up with one another. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam says to Amir al-Mu'mineen, وَعَدَّتِكَ زَوْجَتِكَ. Sometimes when you promise something to your wife, and obviously you cannot do something, but obviously you forced to promise her something, and you know you're lying. The Prophet said this is good. Now, obviously, a lot of people misuse this quote that says lying to your wife is good. You can lie to her about anything and everything, because the Prophet said you can lie to your wife. No. وَعَدَّتِكَ is that when sometimes you are put under a lot of pressure to do something that you really cannot fulfill. But if you do not promise, the other party, the wife herself, is not understanding of your situation, of your case. She wants to hear your promise. Give you example. So for example, a wife says to her husband, promise me that you will never ever marry over me. Now, as a husband, there's no way I'm not going to promise her that. I have to promise her, otherwise I'm going to be the end of me, right? The end of my marriage. I have to promise her. But then what happens when there will come times when my wife is not with me? I'm in traveling 2 years apart and God knows what happens. Or my wife, she cannot, fulfill my needs. What do? I was like, oh no, I promised. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam is saying, in certain cases, in certain times, where promises need to be made, that goes against logic, that goes against everything, but the other party is not willing to listen and negotiate and will make life difficult for the husband, then the husband is allowed to lie. So guys, be careful. This is not to be misused, okay? And number three, the Prophet said, which is what we are discussing, al-islahu bayn al-nas, fixing between people. Now, two people have fought, they broke up, they're not talking to each other, and you want to fix between them, between a husband and a wife, between a brother and a sister, between two brothers, between two sisters. You come to one of them, you say to him, you know what? This person really likes you. He said so and so and so and so. And you keep saying things that this person never said. Basically just lies, right? He said, no, they really like you. They are really sorry. They never meant it. They this, they that. And your aim is to do what? Your aim is to bring them back together, right? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, when it comes to fixing between people and rectifying issues between people, then haram becomes halal. The lying becomes allowed. Because I would rather have a unity in the ummah than division. So if we weigh the good and the bad in this regard, which if we weigh the truth compared to lying here is much more preferred. To have a husband and wife together is much better than to have them separate or separated. I come to the wife and I lie to her. I say to her, no, your husband loves you. He never done this. He never said this. And whoever told you this is a liar. Your husband would never ever do this. And those who done this are this and this and that. So you try to create peace. Because if you fix between a husband and a wife, you're bringing a family together. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, he says, in these three cases, enemy, promises, and fixing within people or between people, lying becomes required. And that's how important
In Islam, fixing the affairs of people are. That's the emphasis on Islam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is even giving you a green card to lie just so you can bring people together. And that's how important it is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we stay united.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatih al-Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree. Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
What does Islam have to say about social systems? So we started speaking about unity and division. We kind of put the dots on the letters in this regard. One thing that Islam gives to the social arena, which is sometimes a very misused concept, I should say, is the concept of freedom, being free. Now, human beings were created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free. But what are the limitations of freedom? What can you and can you not do? That's really important, because the Western idea of being free is that you do whatever you want. And mind you, that's a trick. They want you to do whatever you want to do in terms of moral corruption. You want to drink, by all means. You want to take drugs, by all means. You want to commit fornication, adultery, gambling, any sin, by all means. You're allowed to do that. But you're not free to speak against Zionists. You'll get imprisoned. Now, where is the freedom of speech? Goes out of the door. So don't be fooled, okay? So now, when it comes to Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says every human being is born free and should live free. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, in one of his sermons, in Nahjul Balagha, sermon 31, he says, that's the freedom Allah is talking about. He said, Allah has sent the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam that he takes people out from the worship of others or the worship of his servants to his worship. So instead of people praying for idols, praying for other deities, that's in slavery. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam to extract people from that state of being servants and slaves to others, and to go back to Allah and worship Allah and be free. In another sermon, Amir Muneen Salamullah Alayhi says, he said, do not be a servant to someone else when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have made you a free person. In another sermon, another speech, Amir Muneen said, An-nasu kulluhum ahrar. People, all of them, are free. Allah created me and you to be free in nature, not to be under anyone submission or anyone's worship or anyone's favor or anyone's what have you. We were created free. Then the Imam Salamullah alayhi, Imam Sariq alayhi salam, he says, Inna Allah Azza wa Jal fawwada ila al-mu'min umuruhu kulliha. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given
all the affairs of the mu'min, he is giving it to him to decide. وَلَمْ يَفَوَّضْ إِلَيْهِ أَنْ يَكُونَ دَلِيلًا. Except for one. Allah allows you to do anything you want when it comes to your affairs, except one that you have no right to do. And that is to humiliate yourself. Because we were created to be free. Inshallah, we'll continue this topic in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There Was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.